understand the scanner listeners net. We're going to stand by for an emergency or for traffic before we continue with the net for the effect. Okay, in Recon, evening everyone, this is M2NLV, Miami Control, Staten Island in New York City. On this cool fall evening, I'd like to welcome you to the weekly shortwave at the scanner listeners net. As heard on the frequencies of the FUROW computer system every Wednesday at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly general discussion forum for those who are interested in what are on the frequencies outside the amateur radio band. Everything from various broadcasting stations to what would be termed utility or public service agencies. All these different things that are not amateur radio related. On this net, we talk about who's on these frequencies and what kind of equipment you would need to tune in and where you can find more information. The basic rules or information about this net and repeater system. One, there are 13 repeaters that are linked together that make up the S2ROW1 repeater system. And the system goes from the Montauk area of Suffolk County across into northern New Jersey and down to the Philadelphia area. All of the repeaters can be found at the website www.n2row.net. Please pick the repeater that is closest to where you are to ensure that you have the signal in the system. Also, because it is a linked system when you key up, please pause for a second or two before you begin to speak. This way, the beginning part of your transmission won't get cut off. When you're checking in tonight, please give your call sign and name and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we're talking about any comments or questions that you would like to share with everyone else. That is the whole basis of this net, is the traffic that is brought to us each week over the past 18 and a half years. If you're not able to get into the repeater for whatever reason, maybe a technical difficulty, or you're not a licensed amateur radio operator yet and you're listening on a scanner, you can still participate by sending an email address, and our new email address is nyvxa@nyvxa.info, nyvxa@nyvxa.info, and that email address will be checked throughout the net, and any traffic brought there will be presented over the air. At this point, we'll stand by for the check-in. Please space it out. This way, we don't have people stepping on each other, and we can get everybody checked in. This is M2NLV. WHSQQ, Bob in Elmwood Park. No traffic tonight, Charlie, and I do not have internet access here this evening. So, apologize for that, but I do have one, I shouldn't say I have no traffic. I do have one thing I'd like to share with everybody.
K2GLW, Gordon in Manhattan. I have traffic, or at least a question. I'm out walking the dog, though, and I may be out of range when you try it. But give me a try when you get around to traffic.
Okay, so far WHSQQ and K2GLW. Both with traffic. Anybody else?
K82UIJ, Jim, Lodi, New Jersey, no traffic.
And 1MLZ, Bob in Milford, Connecticut. Good evening, no traffic right now.
Okay, good evening, Jim, K82UIJ, long time no talk. N1MLZ, alright, I'll put you down, no traffic with a question mark, Bob. We'll see what pops into your head by the time we get down to this. Anyone else? Yeah, I know, baseball playoffs are on tonight. Okay, WH2SQQ, why don't you start off, Bob, and I'll go check the email. That's 1LB.
Bowie, good evening to everybody. Sorry I couldn't make it last week. I had a business engagement that I couldn't get out of early enough.
I received an email, and unfortunately I can't get to my email. I'll share it, everybody. But there was a news story kicking around about some students out on the West Coast that went for an oil change. And the mechanic happened to see a wire hanging from his car. To make a long story short, it was an FBI bug, and the FBI was tracking this guy with a GPS device. So I tracked the story down and actually got it down to a picture of the tracking device, a model number, and an FCC ID number, and so on. I'll get the all the links to Charlie and can send it out. But a rather interesting story, you know, look at these FBI GPS tracking devices, and not only that, but by looking at the FCC ID, an idea as to where they transmit their data. Back to you, Charlie.
Yeah, I heard that story last week, broke the news somewhere. It was a student of Middle Eastern descent who was working his job as a computer repair guy or something. When he went to get the oil change, they put it up on the list, and the mechanic said, hey, look what we have here. As far as where they actually transmit their information, that's a good question. I don't know whether it's a store and then forward, or it's real-time GPS tracking, or what. You know, does it go across the normal UHF channels, or does it go across cellular? Good question.
From the size of the rubber ducky on it, I would say it's probably UHF. And my guess is it's probably sending some kind of data into one of their repeaters, and then ultimately they can track the data. Supposedly with the battery it had on it, it was good for 3 or 4 days. Actually, the FBI came knocking at this guy's door and said, you know, we would like the item that you removed from your car back, and they admitted to putting it on there.
Yeah, and the story that I heard was that they told the kid, don't worry about it, you have a boring life. I guess they suspected something, and based upon his movements, there was nothing there. Okay, anything else, Bob?
That's it, Charlie, for the moment.
KQGLW, of course, go ahead, give it a shot.
Okay, am I in the location where you are copying me?
For now, if you don't move, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to stand fast against the tugging of the dog. What I was going to say is, this I assume has some applicable to the short wave band, but it looks like there's been an increase in sunspot activity because all of a sudden the 15-meter band has come back to life for the first time in about 6 months.
Yeah, there was a report on Thomas Hood's website that there were some more spots that were found and pointed out in a solar photograph that got snapped.
Well, in a very short period of time on Saturday, I worked the Azores, Italy, France, UK, Mexico, Ecuador. Today I worked the Turks and Caicos, an Italian group broadcasting from Turks and Caicos. For the second time, I chased one of the new countries down in the Caribbean. Today it was Bonaire. On Saturday it was Curacao. Not able to get through to either one of those, but 15 meters on the ham side has come alive, and I assume that some of the short wave bands are also popping.
Yeah, there has been increased reporting of station blogs in that upper part of the band, around 17 meters and 30 meters, so it's starting to come back, yeah, little by little.
Well, we thought it would come back last spring. Everything, 10, 12, 15, 17, all came to life and lasted for about 4 weeks and then disappeared. Any sense of whether this is got more staying power.
Okay, you want to read the QRT go by? I'm fixing your site. All right, let's see. N1 and LZ. Go ahead, Bob. You might have something now, right?
Yeah, I guess so, Charlie. Good evening to you and everybody else on the net. Yeah, I just found out today that the president is going to be over here in Bridgeport for, I guess, a benefit for one of the candidates here in Connecticut or something. But October 30th, which is a Saturday, he's going to be at the Harvey Yards Arena here in Bridgeport. So I'm
440 to the different volunteer ambulance and hospital ambulance groups here on Staten Island. So it's making me think that group 5440 is going to be the EMS Mars channel, if not for the whole city, then for at least Staten Island. And from what I was hearing, the console radio has been throttled back to 10 watts of transmit power, and that's only because of the multiple UC sites scattered throughout the city. So they don't need a full 25 watts. So continued listening on this talk group and others around it, which have had key ups and testing in the past but no meaningful traffic, might yield some further information as far as whether they're going to put all the Mars traffic on one talk group or spread them out across five. Time will tell. Always pays to have the radio in search mode and lock out the talk group you already know. The only new ones pop up. Alright, coming up on 20 up to 9. Stand by for any late check-ins or comments, and I'll check the email again. Again, the email address is nydxa@nydxa.info. This is at 2LV.
Out there and totally in the clear if you just have the right piece of software.
knowing that I listen to myself, I can hear you cut in on me. Go ahead.
I was just about to go in the building and just wanted to amplify your comment. The Tegatronics signaling with copper cables is $99, and one of the best software packages, FLDigi, is available absolutely free for Windows and for Linux. And using PSK31, I've gotten several shortwave listeners who have picked up my ham radio broadcast and sent me QSL cards.
Yep, QSL cards are not unique to amateur radio. A lot of people use them.
Okay, I will disappear inside my building now, so I will secure from the mess and say goodnight to all.